another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery. Loudspeaker system in Manor Hospital, a voice has been calling for hours.
Dr. Cabot, please report to Dr. Reisner's office. Dr. Cabot, report to Dr. Reisner's office. Dr. Cabot, report to Dr. Reisner's office.
I've had a call out for him for several hours, Mrs. Cabot, but we haven't been able to locate him. I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything. Goodbye. Oh, yes, Miss Burdick.
Dr. Reisner, come quickly. Dr. Cabot's been murdered and all the radium stolen.
What's that? Operator! Get me the police. Hurry.
Dr. Cabot, report to Dr. Reisner's office. Dr. Cabot, report to Dr. Reisner's
office. Now, let's get this straight, Miss Burdick. You say you were walking along the corridor.
That's right, Lieutenant Fletcher. And I heard a noise that sounded like kicking on a door.
That was just outside of radiology?
Yes, Dr. Reisner. I knew no one should have been in there, so I opened the closet where the noise seemed to be coming from.
And you found the body of Dr. Cabot and the orderly. What's his name?
Gorman. Dr. Cabot had been stabbed many times and was still tied and blindfolded. The radium vault was open and had been ransacked.
Thank you, Miss Burdick. Lieutenant, I think Gorman is coming around now. Perhaps he can tell us something.
I'll try him. Gorman. Gorman, wake up.
Jim. Jim, come on.
Yes.
Who did it, Gorman? Who did it?
Two men.
How did it happen?
I came in the middle. They had the vault open and Dr. Cabot was gagged and blindfolded, just like you see him now.
Did they see you?
And not at first. I saw Dr. Cabot through a crack in the door. I knew something had to be done fast, so I opened the door very quietly.
Where were the men?
They were in the corner, working on the safe. I walked in on tiptoe and saw them. I caught Dr. Cabot's attention, and he motioned for me to come ahead.
But they still didn't notice you?
No, sir. Then the chair Dr. Cabot was sitting on creaked, and one of them turned around.
Then what happened?
Everything. First they grabbed me and bound and blindfolded me, just like Miss Burdick found me, and then Dr. Cabot began to struggle.
Did he get loose?
No, Dr. Reisner, but for a moment it looked as if he would. They got very panicky and stabbed him with a scalpel.
Both of them or only one?
No, it was the younger one.
I see.
For a moment I thought they'd use that knife on me, but they gave me a hypodermic needle instead. That knocked me out till Miss Burdick found me.
Do you think you can describe the men, Gorman?
Oh, sure. But do you mind if I rest before I do it, Lieutenant?
Never mind, Gorman. I won't let you overtax your imagination. Instead, I'll arrest you right now for the murder of Dr. Cabot.
Why did Lieutenant Fletcher arrest the orderly Gorman? In a moment, he'll tell you himself. But first... Now, let's see if you listened to Gorman's story as carefully as Lieutenant Fletcher did.
But, Lieutenant, I don't see how you knew Gorman wasn't telling the truth.
Gorman said that when he entered the vault, Cabot motioned for him to come ahead. But Cabot was wearing a blindfold. Later, when Gorman was supposed to have been blindfolded and tied, he described which of the two imaginary robbers murdered Dr. Cabot. When I heard that, I knew that the blindfold, that blindfold, was just a gag.